your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting with Sean Broderick in this segment. He is an analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Sean and I speak on a every two-week basis talking about a wide range of markets. But one trend that we've picked up on a lot of your recent writing here, Sean, deals with the inflation trade and how to actually invest in this inflation trade if you are along the mindset that inflation is here and only picking up. Let's start off with your general outlook for inflation. We saw some recent data for last month, actually now 2 months ago, on inflation in the U.S. that exceeded all expectations. Now everyone's wondering, is it transitory? Is it not transitory? What do you think about the whole inflation trade? What's driving it? How sustainable is it?
Right. Well, what most people have to realize is the Fed has a very definite view on inflation, which is that inflation is very transitory. We are having some prices heat up now. They're very certain those price rises will go away by the end of the year at the latest. So they think we're only looking at a short-term thing. I think they're wrong. I think they have to talk this because they have to keep people buying their bonds because we actually fund our own government now rather than selling most of our debt overseas. And they're really between a rock and a hard place. You can see inflation coming. And so I think that inflation is going to run hotter than the Fed expects for the next few years anyway. Now, they've been wrong the last few months, they said that was unexpected. But again, they think it'll be very transitory. But it's like everything is going up. The price of food, the price of meat, aluminum, lumber, copper, pretty much everything. Even the polysilicon, which is used in solar panels, is soaring right now over in China. There's all kinds of squawking about that because it's really putting pricing pressure on that. So the cost of solar panels could go higher. So there's many, many things heading up higher. Part of this is really due to, everyone stayed at home for a year and they couldn't spend. Now they're coming out and they're opening up their wallets and using all the money they saved up. That's part of it. And also part of it is an economic and inflationary cycle that was in place anyway. It was just delayed. And so now it's coming back with a vengeance. And if you look at things like oil, I mean, we could be looking at a super cycle in oil because we just saw OPEC Plus, which is the OPEC nations, plus the group of non-aligned miscreants led by Russia, that they just raised the production cap they have, and the market didn't even blink. It just pushed prices higher. That's because people are looking at the demand situation further in the year, and things look tight. Things look tight for all sorts of things. We're seeing real delays between when those companies that want to manufacture things order supplies and when they actually get supplies. That supply chain is being dragged out and out and out time-wise. What does that do? That means some people will pay up to get things sooner, and that, again, is inflationary. So there's many different inflationary forces at work. I don't claim to know exactly how it'll work out. I'm just saying that the Fed and Wall Street are whistling past the graveyard right now, not able to come to grips with the inflationary forces we have in play. And there are great ways to play this. There are places you can do very well, not only to protect your portfolio, but also profit quite a bit. And so I'm just trying to raise people's awareness about that as well.
Sean, what about over the last almost decade when people were talking about inflation? Inflation is coming. Inflation is here. And in all fairness, where we saw inflation seemed to be in the financial markets. How are you balancing out what's different now and this inflationary environment?
Yeah, well, and that's absolutely true. For a long time, we didn't see real inflation. Only now, looking at consumer price inflation across the developed world, I mean, we're seeing prices heat up at the fastest pace in more than 12 years. On average, prices for the OECD countries was 3.3% higher in the past year. That's inflation. So never mind people who were warning about this for so long and it never happened. Well, finally, they're right. You can say, well, you know what? it's like a stop clock. They're finally right. But why are those people right? They're right now, probably not for the reasons they actually said. There was a lot of stuff about the U.S. dollar is going to, like, you know, slide way down. And the U.S. dollar has fallen, by the way. That is a part of it. It hasn't fallen nearly as much as many people expected, considering the way that we're ramping up spending. A part of this is because of the U.S. dollar's role as the international currency for trade, and there's more trade, so people need more dollars. That's helping support the U.S. dollar. But the underlying weakness is there. And so we have seen inflation. We have seen the U.S. dollar fall, but we could see it fall a lot more, which would be inflationary, at least for the U.S. We're going to see China export inflation. They've already seen their input prices go up as they bring in copper and steel and aluminum and all this stuff. And now they're going to be exporting that stuff to us. Could be a pretty expensive Christmas once that rolls around. We'll see how that goes. And yes, the point you made before about we saw inflation in financial assets, that was really because we had lots of free money flowing around. It was looking for a home. So it basically bid up stock prices, basically because you gave all the money to the people at the top. A difference now is that they're mailing out checks to poor and working class people who actually will spend every dime they get. And as all these people spend these checks they get, that becomes inflationary. But in a good way, let me just say, you want a little inflation. You just do, because deflation is, that just crunches everything. And especially for a country with the kind of debts we have, we need to grow our way out of it. And the way to do that is to get the economy going and also shrink the value of the old debts. But so what's happening is, as these people receive checks, they are spending those checks in their neighborhood and on Amazon, of course. But that's really juicing up the local economies, which is good for economic growth. That's why we're seeing all these forecasts for higher and higher economic growth. But it's also inflationary. So that's the difference between what's happening now and what happened, after the great financial crisis, when we saw the price of all these financial assets bottom and then take off. That's because it was all this money floating around in the system, and it chased those assets higher. Now we're actually putting money into the system a different way, mailing out checks to people and stuff, and adding into the other factors that I already talked about. That's really priming the economic and inflationary pumps.
So, Sean, let's refocus back on the investment angle of this then. How are you positioning your portfolios, or what are you telling your subscribers in terms of how to play this, what sounds like more sustainable inflation, true inflation trade?
Right. Well, there are many ways to trade it, and I have been making adjustments in the portfolios. One thing people should know is, in an inflationary period, we see what outperforms on Wall Street switch, because in a non-inflationary period, like we had, growth stocks outperform value stocks. And that's because there's no inflation to eat away at the value of the earnings they say they're going to have someday. You know, you can look down the road and say, those dollars 5 years from now will be worth pretty much what the dollars now is worth. So, fine. But once we get into an inflationary environment, you want your money, your value, sooner. You don't want to wait way down the road. So value stocks in an inflationary environment tend to outperform growth stocks. I'm not saying people should sell all their growth stocks. What they should do is take a good, hard look at them. I think the ones that will do well are those that have pricing power. So if you have a company that has pricing power and can raise its prices in an inflationary environment, then that stock will probably do okay. And so we've been adjusting our portfolio somewhat. Now, it helps that we're buying things like, you know, oil stocks, and the price of oil is going higher, gold producers, and the price of gold is going up, steel, copper, and all that stuff. And those things are going up. Well, those are going up now, but I think they'll continue to do well on throughout the course of this inflationary period, because they're the kind of things that really tend to do well. Uranium is another one. Boy, is that a value. It's just dirt cheap. And look what's happening in the uranium stocks recently. They're blasting off. I had one go up 14% just one day this week alone. There's a lot more good news, I think, coming for those stocks than we have seen, like, say, over the last couple years when everyone was really depressed about them. There's a real opportunity here.
So the uranium stocks, I would argue, are a bit different than a lot of the other commodity stocks because uranium stocks have completely outperformed uranium. While you can make the argument a lot of, say, copper stocks or gold stocks or silver stocks have underperformed the rise and pop that we've seen in the underlying commodity. How are you balancing that out then, Sean?
That's true. And, well, part of that at least has to do with, like, share issuance, stuff like that. Companies need to fund their operations. So they issued more shares, but you can't issue more physical gold, so the price of physical gold would go higher. You have to invest in the right companies, and certainly right now, at least, and it could change, but right now, those companies that have good cash flow seem to be outperforming. Of course, we say that, and then all the uranium stocks, I can only think of one that has good cash flow, and they're outperforming. Uranium might be a special case, but there's other things you can invest in as well. For example, you can invest in inflation-adjusted bonds like the SPDR Portfolio TIPS ETF, which is a very easy thing to buy. And I have recommended that to my subscribers. It's doing well. It like sends you dividends regularly. And it's just really positioned to ride this big wave. And some things will continue to underperform. I do think, though, that the next big move for the gold miners is coming. I had some stocks that were really down. But in the last couple of weeks, they've come back very nicely. Others have popped up and, like, racked up really nice gains. So it's kind of a balance. I don't think anyone should focus on just one thing. But there's a whole range of different investments you can make that can do very well in an inflationary period.
All right, Sean. Hey, great chatting with you, buddy. I appreciate the insights on this whole inflation trade. Look, it's on everybody's radar. Everyone's talking about inflation, and we don't know if it's going to be transitory or not, but the fact of the matter is you need to position at least some of your portfolio for the potential increase and consistent increase in inflation. One other thing to note is that Sean will be speaking at the Orlando Money Show on June the 12th. If you want more information about that, you can email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I can put you in touch with Sean to get some more information. Sean, thanks for your time this weekend. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.